Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for you. I praise God for Jesus Christ. The Lord is good, and His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Praise the name of our God. And I've been so looking forward to sharing these next few minutes with you. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. But should it not be convenient, or if you missed a broadcast, feel free to go anytime to unveiledchrist.org website, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as I waited before the Lord, I was so stirred last week as I was sharing on the subject of faith. I thought it would be important for us to continue on and continue our study, to continue to look at scriptures that describe the varying kinds of faith. I didn't cover them all last week, and I'm not intending to be totally inclusive, but there are some other types of faith that are mentioned in the Word of God, and I would like to begin to share those with you as we continue on in this broadcast and as long as the Lord directs. So we're going to talk about some types of faith that we see in the Bible. And I did make reference to it last week. There is a passage found in James, that first chapter, verses 5 through 6. And I'll share that with you. And it talks about wavering faith. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, in this specific verse, James is referencing wisdom. In other words, we live in a very complicated, complex time. I suppose in every generation perhaps felt that way, but we are living with an increase of knowledge, as the scriptures prophesied. There are so many things vying for our attention. I've used this term, information overload. Perhaps some of you can relate to that. Those of you who are technically proficient in terms of the internet and emails and all the various devices they have today, so you can stay continually inundated with information that's out there. but James is being very specific here. He said, in terms of the things of God, in terms of important understandings and decisions and revelation, we need to have, specifically in reference to our lives, that it is God's will to give us this kind of wisdom. But then he goes on and he actually enlarges the arena. He says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He's basically enlarging this to cover anything. Whatever we ask, let him ask in faith. Because if we don't ask in faith, he says very clearly, don't think you're going to receive anything from the Lord, because without faith, it is impossible to believe God. And so James is addressing wavering faith, which is really doubting God. It's a refusal to believe. Now, that might sound very harsh, but that's what happens when a person is double-minded. To be strong in faith and to truly believe God and have faith is simply to act on the Word. It means accepting what is yours, receiving what is yours. To believe on Jesus means to accept and believe him for all the Bible says that you can have, and also what the Bible declares him to be, Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer. For example, those of you who have accepted Jesus, and I'm just using colloquial, there's ain't nobody that's going to convince you about the reality or to make you disbelieve the reality of God, the reality of salvation, your conviction, because you love God, you believe God, you know what the Word says, that if you should die in the next moment, you will go to be with the Lord. No one is going to shake your belief in that. You are not going to doubt, no matter how many people might ridicule you, make fun of you, loved ones, friends, work associates, you are not going to be deterred from that absolute conviction. Isn't that right? All right, that's the kind of faith that God is speaking about. However, it so happens that many times when it comes to other areas in our lives that perhaps we feel aren't that significant, you know, for example, you might be a brother out of work, and you've done everything you've known to do. You've put in applications, you do job searches, that whole thing, and nothing's breaking for you. Well, the devil come along and make you think, you know, maybe God's, you know, he does it for, you know, the brother across the street or others that you may know in your church. But when it comes to you, sometimes it is easy to fall prey to the devil's accusations, his insinuations that somehow it's not going to work for you. Somehow you're special and God's not going to bless you or give you his favor and show his goodness to you. That's the kind of thing that James is addressing. You have to know what God has promised. Jesus said, if it's God's will to clothe the grass of the field and feed the fowls of the air, you are of much more value than many sparrows. It is God's will. Also, you might be looking for a church home. And just as an example, and you haven't been able to find any, just throw up your hands and say, well, I guess God's not going to direct me. Well, he may lead you to a place. You should be in fellowship. There's no church that is perfect. If you're looking for a perfect church, you will not find it. However, be open to the Lord. Stay where God has opened doors. And there may come a time when he may move you on. As having been a pastor with my husband for many years, we had churches in various locations in the San Francisco Bay Area. You could count on one hand, perhaps three, maybe at the most four times, someone would come to us who'd been faithful and regular in fellowshipping in the service. We didn't have signed membership. Brother Glass said, if you believe in the Lord, we're already ready fellowshipping in the faith. So we didn't have membership as such. However, they came and they said, you know, I feel the Lord is moving on. And they asked our blessing. And it was such a joy as pastors to be able to pray for them and send them on in joy. So often, sometimes people just disappear. As a pastor, you don't know what's happened to them. And so it may be that God, wherever you're at right now, it may be not perfect. God may have you there for a season. And also, let me just share this. You might feel, well, this is not feeding me. I'm not, you know, I already know perhaps it's just a basic message for young Christians in the Lord. But you might be there to impart what you know to be able to minister. However, God knows your needs, and at the right time, he's able to move you on. So I'm just giving you these couple examples so that you can be aware that yes, God is faithful and he knows your needs, but don't question his ultimate good. If you don't know the answer to your situation, if you don't know how God's going to work it out, you can rest in the goodness of God. It's okay. You know what? It's okay because he loves you more than any human being on the face of the earth who's ever lived. Your mom, your dad, they might be with the Lord. He loves you far more than they ever did, or your husband, or your wife. God's love is so pure, it's so perfect, it's so great. You can trust him for the outcome. This is the kind of faith I'm talking about. faith of God that he wants us to have means receiving what is yours. You can take salvation from sin. You can take healing for your body. You can receive answers to your prayers and all that Jesus died to bring you. But wavering faith, James calls it double-mindedness. This is a constant changing of the mind as to what you're praying for, you know, what you really want. It's a yes, I do, no, I don't attitude. People who have wavering faith really don't make up their minds that they're going to see the fight of faith through to an answer. The Bible talks about fight the good fight of faith. That means there's going to be opposition. That means you're not going to have everything handed to you on a silver platter. It means you're going to have to stand your ground, believe what God says, and continue to praise him, even though there's no evidence in the natural. Those who have wavering faith really don't make up their minds that they're going to receive. And those who have strong faith will believe that God is going to answer. Those who are wavering, they'll accept the answer if it comes without hesitation or effort, but it takes the necessary steps to get an answer. Beloved, I just want to encourage you to fight the good fight of faith. Don't give up. Hold on to the Lord. Believe God. We've talked about our father Abraham, who staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing what God had promised, he was also able to accomplish. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to look at the opposite of wavering faith. We're going to look at what the Bible has to say about unwavering faith. And I'm praying for you, beloved. I'm believing every day. I pray for my UCM partners, for my radio family, that we will walk in a dimension of faith. And beloved, if you will continue to join me for these broadcasts, hearing these messages, hearing the word of God, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I believe you're going to be strengthened in the Lord. You're going to see answers to your prayers, and we'll be able to rejoice together. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. If you do have prayer needs, I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for your prayers, your support in the Spirit. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.